Brand new single called Choose Me, Rescue Me. 21 minutes now, 21 minutes away from midday. The program's this afternoon from Sunshine. Between 12 and 2, it's Martin Kay with a request program. Between 2 and 5 o'clock this afternoon, it's Rob Randall's Old Gold. Good program now. Between 5 and 6, it's Greg Wilde. And between, he's looking at the hits of Jim Reeves between 5 and 6 this afternoon. Between 6 and 7, it's Sunshine Country with Gary Stevens. Okay, don't miss that. And it's AJK between 7 and 9 tonight. Didn't honestly thought I'd give a car away. It's a photograph of one, yeah. Don't ring me up and complain. I don't want no earache. Okay, Shropshire, this is the point in the programme now where we have just got 20 minutes left. That's all, just you and me. And we move into the accumulator. Now, for anybody that's just tuned in for the first time, that's if you're still there, the accumulator consists of 10 questions. All you have to do is, as soon as you know the answer to one of the questions, you give me a call, Ludlow 811306. If you answer that question, you move on to question number 2. And if you answer that, you go on to question number 3. If you miss out on one of them, the next caller takes it up, and so on and so on, until we get to question number 10. Then that caller then will have the chance to go for 5 simple questions, okay? 5 simple questions. The telephone number is Ludlow 811306, and your first question is this. What do the initials R-E-M for mother, E stand for? That's, what's the initials R-E-M for mother, E stand for? R-E-M-E. What do the initials R-E-M-E stand for? Ludlow, 811-306.
For a great day out for all the family, it must be Tenbury Show on August the 4th, with all the usual attractions of this famous agricultural show. There's a full ring program from 9:30 in the morning, free fall parachuting, it's a knockout, show jumping, a gymkhana, a fairground, trade stands and a licensed refreshments bar. See the national show for Hereford cattle. This year we've a record entry. Don't miss Tenbury Show on Saturday, August the 4th. Adults £2, children 50 pence. Free parking for cars, and there's a free bus service too from Kirwood Park. Tenbury Show for a great day out.
Farmers, at the Tenbury Show, visit Stand 46, where you'll find AR Chemicals, the professionals in crop management. AR Chemicals at the Tenbury Show on Stand 46.
See the new Daihatsu diesel 4-track and the 100 miles per gallon diesel Sherrod at County Vehicles Stand at the Burwerton and Tenbury Shows. County Vehicles.
At this year's Tenbury Show, visit Ludlow Pet Supplies on Stand 17. They have all your pet's needs and offer helpful and friendly advice. Ludlow Pet Supplies on Stand 17 at the Tenbury Show.
At the Tenbury Show, see Jeffrey Buckingham Borden on Stand 28. For wood burning and solid fuel cookers and stoves, it's Jeffrey Buckingham Borden on Stand 28 at the Tenbury Show.
At the Tenbury Show, visit W.A. Gough & Son for a vast selection of wines at excellent prices. And there's free sampling. W.A. Gough & Son on Stand 47 at the Tenbury Show.
Sunshine, playing all over Tenbury Wells, now.
Yes, and also having a little bit of fun as well. Okay, let's go to the phone lines here. The question, first question in the accumulator. What do the initials R-E-M-E stand for?
Royal Electrical... Mechanic...
Stop. Pull yourself together.
Mechanical engineers.
Mechanical engineers. Okay. Okay, if that's the way it's got to be. Question number two. Question number two.
Then, don't you?
Pardon?
I lost a page in the dictionary.
You lost a page in the dictionary? You didn't get that out of a dictionary, did you?
Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah.
All right, then let's see if you can get this out of a dictionary. Question number two. Excuse me. Who or what was Tinkerbell?
Tinkerbell?
Yeah, who or what was Tinkerbell? Was it? Hang on. Who?
A fairy, wasn't it?
Yes, he was. It was the name of Peter Pan's fairy, Tinkerbell. Question number three. What country is Hissington in? What country is Hissington in?
Who?
Hissington.
I wonder what you said.
Yeah, I know. You be careful. You be careful, you. What country is Hissington in?
Give us a clue.
Give us a clue. Give us a clue. What sort of clue can we give her? It's, you haven't got to go across the water to get there.
Wales.
Yes. Okay, yes it is. It's Wales. It is Wales. Yes, you're on question number two. Question number three, rather. Question number four. What place is at the junction of the B4202 and the A456? What place is at the junction of the B4202 and the A456?
What area is it in?
No, I'm not. It's in the Sunshine... Well, it's not actually. It's just outside. Just outside of Shropshire. Keep that kid quiet.
I haven't a clue.
You don't know?
No.
Would you like to say hello to anybody?
Just all the family.
All the family. And their names?
Evanses and Huffers.
Evanses and Huffers. Okay, thanks for calling. Goodbye.
Bye.
Yeah, all right, ta-da. Confusion? You want confusion, madam? You come and sit here. Right. Question number four in the world-famous accumulator. What place is at the junction of the B4202 and the A456? Dicing with death here. Hello?
Hello?
Yes?
Sunshine Radio.
Yes, it is. Yes, what, number four question, what place is at the junction of the B4202?
Sunshine Radio.
And the A456?
Sunshine Radio.
No, it's not Sunshine Radio.
Oh.
Okay.
Bye.
Thanks for calling. Bye-bye. Ludlow 811306, okay? Ludlow 811306. What place? What place? What place? Hang on a minute. Am I doing all right? Am I doing all right?
Yeah, you're all right.
Okay, right. Where are we then?
We're on question number five.
Number four?
Four. Five.
Four?
Five, right, four.
Yeah. What place is at the junction of the B4202?
Two white lines.
Two white lines? No. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Nice try. Ta-da. Idiot. What place is at the junction of the B4202 and the A456? I'll sort that one out, right, and we'll listen to this.
Oh, ain't I'm a dog.
You what?
Well, I come in this morning by the half-past. My good gal said she was a bit of me. I said, wait a minute, baby, let me help you pack. Cause when you leave, you know you can't come back.
Oh, ain't I'm a dog.
Yeah, ain't I'm a dog. Ain't I'm a dog.
Yeah, ain't I'm a dog.
Ain't I'm a dog.
Ain't I'm a dog. Always stepping around.
Chug, chug, a chug, chug, chug.
Well, I tell myself that I'm gonna be good. And do all the things that a good man should. A good-looking woman comes a-walking my way. I tell myself there's another day.
Oh, ain't I'm a dog.
Yeah, ain't I'm a dog. Ain't I'm a dog. Yeah, ain't I'm a dog. Ain't I'm a dog. Ain't I'm a dog. Always stepping around.
A dog, dog. A dog, dog.
Danger and think of the fun.
Oh, ain't I'm a dog.
Yeah, ain't I'm a dog. Ain't I'm a dog. Yeah.
That's the Leroy's brothers. And ain't I'm a dog. Okay, we have ourselves a little winner here, I think, on question number four. Good morning.
Morning.
And your name, sir?
David.
David. Hello, David. Welcome to Sunshine. The place at the junction of the B4202 and the A456 is?
Cloustop.
Right. Question number five. Dave Dunn has had a certain type of health food this week. His missus says if he eats much more, he'll be Volcrine, or Volucrine, I think. It's V-O-L-U-C-R-I-N-E. C-R-I-N-E. That's Volcrine. What's happened to our Dave Dunn? He's been eating too much health food. What sort of health food has he been eating? It doesn't matter. What is happening to him? I mean, in health food shops. He's been eating too much of one thing, and he's turning into something.
I've got the faintest idea.
It's Volcrine, I believe it's pronounced. I might have got that wrong, but Volcrine. Or Volucrine.
Volucrine!
No, I've got no idea.
No idea at all. Would you like to say hi to anybody?
Say hello to my wife, Sue.
Yeah.
Jordan, Stacey, Rebecca and Michael.
Right, okay. Good as done. Thanks for calling.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, bye-bye. So there's the question. What does that mean, Volcrine? It's spelled V-O-L-U-C-R-I-N-E. Yes, good morning.
Hello.
Yes.
Birds.
Birds. Yes, that's right. Old Dave Dunn. And he's not as old as what he looks, actually. Actually, Dave's a better DJ than what he sounds. He's actually turning bird-like. That's right. Question number six here. During next September, the cost of sending a letter will rise to what? Next September, up it all goes again. And what is it going up to? At the moment, it's 16 pence. What do you think it's going to be an increase to what? 17 pence. And the second class from 12 and a half to...
13 and a half?
No.
Staying the same.
No, no. No, come on. Play the game. Go on, I'll give you another go at it. From 12 and a half p to...
13 and a half,
actually. No, not 13 and a half pence. I'm sorry. Okay. Okay.
Right.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. During next September, the cost of sending a letter will rise from... First class, 16 pence to what, and 12 and a half pence to what? That's what we're looking for here, Ludlow 811306. Good morning.
First class going to 17 pence, and second class is going to 13 pence.
Absolutely right. Your name, please.
It's Charlie.
Charlie?
Yeah.
Hello, Charlie.
Hello.
Little Charlie. Hang on, Charlie. We've got another question here for you. In Postman's London... If you found yourself in SW5, would you be in A, Clapham, Wimbledon, Earl's Court, or Tooting?
Beep, beep.
Where would you be?
Tooting.
Tooting, I'm sorry, Charlie.
Oh,
Charlie, thanks for calling.
Bye.
Bye-bye. You're right. Yes. Yes, I heard what he said as well. Never mind. In Postman's London, if you found yourself in SW5, would you be in Clapham, Wimbledon, Earl's Court, or Tooting? And the answer is... Hello?
Hello?
Yes?
It's
Clapham. Clapham? No, it's not Clapham. Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. All right. See how they slam the phones now? They just go like that. In disgust. Don't they? Yes. Hello? Hello?
Wimbledon.
Wimbledon? No. Thank you. Bye-bye. Okay, there's just one left here. If you were listening, there's just one left. Then the answer has got to be... Come on, please. Yes. What is it?
Charlie again.
Hello, Charlie again. What is it?
It's Earl's Court.
Earl's Court. Right, question number eight. Who played the part of James Bond in Dr. No? Was it George Lazenby?
No.
Was it David Niven?
No.
Was it Sean Connery?
Yes.
Or was it Roger Moore?
It was Sean Connery.
Right, right, right. Question number nine. Aren't you doing well? Who wrote A Shropshire Lad?
Shropshire Lad.
Who wrote A Shropshire Lad?
Someone very intelligent.
Never mind all that. Just ask your mother. Does she know?
No.
You don't know. Thanks for calling, Charlie.
Bye.
Bye-bye. That was Charlie's taking up to question number nine here in the world-famous accumulator. Question number nine. Who wrote A Shropshire Lad? The answer is...
Houseman.
Houseman. A.E. Houseman. Question number 10. Where would you find some walloons? Walloons. Spelled W-A-L-L-O-N-S.
Belgium.
In Belgium, absolutely right. Absolutely right. Well done. What's your name, sir?
Stuart Wallace.
Stuart Wallace. You just stay on the phone and I'll come back to you. We'll go through the last five questions in about 2 minutes from now. Congratulations. That's Rod Stewart there, and some guys have all the luck. The lucky guy today is Stewart here. We're on to the last five questions. Good stuff. Don't forget your requests, your dedications, all through the afternoon. Starting at 12 o'clock with Martin Kay with a request program. And then Rob Randall between 2 and 5 tonight. Taking a look at the records of the years that have gone by. Okay. Then Greg Wilde takes a look at the hit records of Jim Reeves. Okay. Sunshine Country tonight with Gary Stevens between 6 and 7. And AJK tonight until 7, sorry, from 7 until 9. Okay then, Stuart, are you there?
Yeah.
Okay, Stuart, where are you calling from?
Ludlow.
From Ludlow. Right, Stuart, question number one. You've got to answer 4 out of the 5 questions, okay?
Okay.
And they're not too difficult. If you grew vegetables called King of the Ridge, Stockwood Ridge, Conqueror, or Telegraph, what kind of vegetables are they? Would they be potatoes? Would they be lettuce? Would they be cucumbers? Or would they be cabbages? The name really of the things here, King of the Ridge, there's no clues in the actual question. King of the Ridge, Stockwood Ridge, the Conqueror, and Telegraph, what kind of vegetables would they be? Would they be potatoes, lettuces, cucumbers, or cabbages?
Cabbages.
Question number two. Let's have a look at question number two here. Right. Hang on a second. It's all falling on the floor. Question number two. When were Dr. Martin Luther King? Who? And yes, that's right. When were Dr. Martin Luther King and Robert Kennedy assassinated? Was it 1960? Was it 1963? 1966 or 1968? Dr. Martin Luther King, okay, and Robert Kennedy was assassinated. That means they were shot or killed at the stroke of a maniac's gun. Was it 1960, 1963, 1966 or 1968?
66.
No. No. Have another go. Was it 1968?
Yeah.
Yes, it was 1968. So far, we have one correct. Now, the idea is now that you have to get the remaining questions right. Who was the first man to step on the moon in 1969?
Neil Armstrong.
Right. Question number four. What is the longest-running BBC TV programme? Is it Doctor Who? Panorama, Steptoe and Son, or Horizon? What, Panorama, yes. Very good. You have to get this one right. It all remains on this one here. Between 1754 and 1956, to what village or to which village did people go for a runaway marriage?
Gretna Green,
absolutely right. Give yourself a round of applause. Isn't that good? Yes, very good. You got 4 out of 5. You got one wrong, actually. It was the first question. And question number one of the last five were vegetables called King of the Ridge, Stockwood Ridge, Conqueror and Telegraph. What kind of vegetables are they? They indeed are cucumbers. You stay on the phone and I'll talk to you, get your address and everything. Would you like to say hello to anybody?
To my mum and dad, my brother and sister, and anyone else who knows me.
Okay, and whereabouts are you calling from?
Ludlow.
Whereabouts?
Meadowbank.
Meadowbank, know it well. Okay, you just stay there, don't go away. Right, that's it from me. Martin Kay, up next. It's exactly 12 o'clock. I'll see you tomorrow morning between 6 and 9.30. And between 6 and 7, it's the alarm call. So if you're up around that area, I hope you'll join me then. I'll see you tomorrow morning. Bye-bye now. Stand by for Martin Kay.
And now, from beautiful Bankhouse, Craven Arms, telephone Craven Arms 2761, it's the Cyril Basin Show, starring Beaver Paint, Brilliant White, £7.60 for 5 litres, Berger Paint, Bosch Power Tools, that great duo, the 6 and 8 foot canes, Cuprinol, Creosote, patio sets, she's a great girl, Wolf lawnmowers and garden tools, Lowe's pet foods by the Carter Carter people, the best garden products at the best prices. And now, here's your host on the Cyril Basin Show, Jim. Cyril Basin, Bankhouse Craven Arms. Telephone Craven Arms 2761.
Nowadays, the cost of running a car can be exorbitant, let alone the cost of repairing one. That's where we can help. We're Cleehill Motor Spares, dismantlers of cars and commercial vehicles, with thousands of parts for thousands of cars. At Cleehill Motor Spares, every part is guaranteed. Most spares we have on the shelf, and if we don't have it, we'll find it for you. If you've an MOT failure, ring Cliff on Ludlow 4576. That's Ludlow 4576. And don't forget our motto, you wreck 'em, we fetch 'em. We're Cleehill Motor Spares, open 7 days a week from 8 in the morning till it gets dark. Cleehill Motor Spares.
White's Roofing, Risbury, near Leominster. White's Roofing are slating and tiling specialists. White's Roofing are a family firm that's been established for 15 years. White's Roofing carry good stocks of tiles, battens, slates and felt, which is always available for the retail or do-it-yourself customer, and we're approved stockists of Redland. At White's Roofing, it doesn't matter whether you want one tile or a wagon load. If you have any problems with your roof, ask for John or Olive. If we haven't got what you require, then we'll get it for you. Get in touch with the slating and tiling specialists. White's Roofing, Risbury, near Leominster. Telephone Pencombe 263. White's Roofing on Pencombe 263.
You're listening to Sunshine Radio, but you're not the only one listening by a long, long way. There are thousands and thousands of people listening for miles and miles around now. This means that if you had your own spot on Sunshine, advertising your product or service, an awful lot of people would get to hear it. Advertising on Sunshine is an excellent way of keeping in touch with regular customers, reminding them about you, and it provides the exciting opportunity to reach new customers. Do it now. Advertise on Sunshine Radio. Telephone Ludlow 3795 for details. Ludlow 3795.
Sunshine, playing all over Shropshire now.
Lovely beach and the sky, the moon of Kauai, around Calypso.
9 meters, 1017 kilohertz, your station.
Sunshine Radio.
Good afternoon, welcome along to Sunday Requests with me, Martin Kay, all the way through till 2 o'clock this afternoon. How are you today? Lovely day, isn't it? Right, the phone's already busy and buzzing away, they're coming in thick and fast. We've only been here 2 minutes. Anyway, if you'd like us to play you a record, give us a ring on Ludlow 811306 and we'll stick a record on for you between now and 2 o'clock, all right? Thanks to James Harding.
Loving you the way I do has made me feel like And getting us underway this afternoon, that's Marcia Hines and a track called You. Right, now then, what have we got? We've got a few come in, but we haven't sorted them out yet, so I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll have another record. If I can just find the switch, it's all papers everywhere. It's going to be one of those afternoons, I can tell. Here's a nice song from Paul Nicholas. It's called Just Good Friends. Hello, how are you?
What would you say if I told you things have never changed then? We'll find a way to take our dreams and rearrange them. Who'd believe that we could be in love again? So let's pretend that you and me can be just good friends. I wish I could find some words that might explain my feelings. A few final lines, a hopeful glance as you are leaving. People may talk, but no one knows how the story ends. So until then, let's tell the world that we're just good friends. That failed to make the news. Another fine affair bites the dust. They all said our love was dead, but they never really knew. We missed our greatest chance, but only just. I see in your eyes a familiar look, though you try to hide it. With well-chosen lies, you act aloof, but you can't disguise it. If love never dies, then who knows where and who knows when? But maybe in time, we'll find that we're more than just good friends.
Farmers and property owners, Graham Harris Contractors of Bowmere Heath, Shrewsbury, welcome all inquiries for repair and maintenance of agricultural and industrial buildings in Shropshire. Graham Harris's own qualified staff are ready to carry out repairs and painting to most buildings, including Dutch barns. Graham Harris was established in 1969 and has over 2,000 satisfied clients with excellent appreciative references. For prompt personal attention from Graham Harris, telephone Bowmere Heath 290-293 anytime. Or write to Graham Harris at Bowmere Heath, Shrewsbury. That's Graham Harris on Bowmere Heath 290-293.
Yeehaw! Just
popped in to tell you all about a great weekend out for your kith and kin. It's at Kier Park Country Music Festival this bank holiday weekend. That's the 25th and 26th. Check out my good buddies Kenny Ball and the Jazzman, Poacher, Cotton Gin, Burt Whedon, and many more. Shucks, there's lots to see and do for all the family, including a Western rodeo and Indian dancing. There's market stalls and bars. More information, phone 810-495. You get on down to Kier Park Country Music Festival this bank holiday weekend, you hear?
Wetmore Fruit Farm, Honorbury, telephone Bromfield 305. Wetmore Fruit Farm on the Knighton Road out of Bromfield.
And at Wetmore Fruit Farm, you'll find fresh strawberries, raspberries, gooseberries, black currants, red currants, and carrots, all ready to pick. That's Wetmore Fruit Farm on the Knighton Road out of Bromfield. The Bluebells and Young at Heart. Right, we're just really trying to sort ourselves out here because what's happened, we've got some requests here to do between 12 and 12.30 for particular things, you see, and somebody's been in the studio and mixed up all the records, and number 28 isn't in number 28's sleeve and all the rest of it, so we can't find all the records. It's great, isn't it? So, I tell you what we'll do. Oh, hang on, what's for a particular record? They're all for particular records this week. Never mind. We've got one here that's coming on the phone. To Mum and Dad and all relations and friends at school, and especially the dog Honey Bunny. And they all come from Tenbury, and that's from Charles Yarnold. So thanks to Charles Yarnold for ringing up. And so Mum and Dad, hope you're listening, and all Charles Yarnold's relations and friends at school, and especially the dog Honey Bunny. Here's a record for you from the Bee Gees.